Label Music Exclusive.
Uzu Bilahi Min Shaitan Ur-Rajim. Bismillah Ur-Rahman Ur-Rahim.
Chambermusic.com, boy.
Yo. When I was just 9 years old, I was abducted into the madrasa of Hezbollah. I was then taken from the streets of Palestine to the tribes of the Pashtun and Rajputan in the mountains of Afghanistan, where I was given a sacred oath of jihad by the warlord Walid Abdullah Azam, the living image of the Shahi. The caliph of the Mujahideen was then told to read the Quran to my eyes bleed by a Sheikh Mullah Usama bin Laden, the Mujahideen, a highly trained specialists in explosives, chemical and biological weapons of mass destruction. He didn't cover my face with white linen, the veil of the death shroud, and then handed me an AK.
The alleged terrorist training camps that were bombed in Afghanistan in 1998 were the facilities that the Americans and their ally at the time, Pakistan, helped set up to train and arm the Mujahideen, including Osama bin Laden, the holy war against communism.
I entered within the front lines of the Cold War and destroyed my adversaries of my enemies, of a communist, atheist, and Fidel regime, and rid them from Islamic land. Quran in my right hand, Kalashnikov in my left hand, was then taught to connect the blue wire to the red wire, strapped to the detonator on my chest. You have 90 seconds to evacuate the battlefield before detonation, atomic explosion, nuclear erosion in the valleys of Pangaea. It is written by the Madrid that it is beautiful to die in the name of my law, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the holy warrior's death in battle is an honor. Life is the sacrifice and the reward shall be paradise.
In this Cold War environment, the covert policy was developed. Billions of dollars were provided by America and its Middle Eastern allies, particularly Saudi Arabia, whilst Pakistan's secret intelligence services coordinated the fighting. In fact, it seems the defeat at the hands of the Afghan Mujahideen was the beginning of the end of the great Soviet Empire.
So as the Imam begins to recite the caliber from the top of the minaret, I anoint you with machine gun fire, RPGs and rocket propelled grenades upon the battlegrounds of bars of rage. So read this where they would bury me in the holy sanctuary in Kandahar by Mullah Muhammad Omar. In the name of the Mujahideen, I shall lead them to victory like Ahmed Shah Massoud against communism in the jihad of Jalalabad, left in ruins like Baghdad, wall towing, scoring, manipulated and trained by the CIA and Stinger missiles, weapons tactics for the practice of Islamic fundamentalism. The creation of the Taliban, which brought forth a civil war, and the corruption of the Northern Alliance, a conspiracy created by the United States to condemn Muslims worldwide. They set the plan for Islam to bring in the new world order. 9/11, the beginning of a new era, ruled by terrorism, equivalent to Pearl Harbor. We hold the soldier of the law as we remove the Soviets from Chechnya, in a world trapped in political mass hysteria. It gets scarier.
The Americans walked away from Afghanistan, leaving the Mujahideen feeling betrayed.
The greatest mistake that was made by the United States during that period of the Afghan War was that once we had won the war, or once the Afghans won the war with our help, we walked away.
But 20 years later, the Mujahideen of Afghanistan emerged as the new global enemy. To the Mujahideen, it was the West who were taking over the Holy Land. The sacred sites of Islam lie in Saudi Arabia, and access is forbidden to non-Muslims. 10 years after the liberation of Kuwait, thousands of foreign troops are still there.
They're there to defend the oil fields, to make sure that until they're bled dry, nobody else threatens them.
To the Mujahideen, who saw themselves as the moral and military guardians.